We talked to Dr. Lewis just before the break, and he mentioned that some people who take this quite seriously are called preppers. And we have one such prepper with us. We have invited that guest today to join us in the studio. We're going to talk to Steve Hart from the UK Prepper's Guide to explain to us how he would cope in an emergency. Good afternoon, Steve Hart. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
Steve, if there was a massive asteroid strike, what would be in your grab bag?
Well, asteroid strike is one of many possibilities.
I picked the most likely one, maybe.
But the worst scenario.
Well, the first thing in my grab bag would be probably the last thing on most people's list, especially the people that have tweeted and everything. Without a doubt, the most important thing to have in your grab bag is your own personal medication, if you need it. And if you're someone who's nice and healthy, then obviously you don't need personal medication. But if you're someone who relies on something, it could be insulin, diabetes, it could be blood pressure pills, anything like that, if you rely on that to keep yourself physically fit and, in effect, alive, that is your number one item to take with you. Because you can take anything else, and if your body fails through lack of personal medication, then you're gone anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's the number one item that I would suggest anyone considers to go into their grab bag, first of all. Look at themselves and keep themselves fit and healthy to be able to carry on and survive. That's your first number one.
Mm-hmm. And for how long have you been a prepper? And how did that, when did you get this idea of, you know, preparing seriously for such a you know, unlikely event?
Well, if the truth be told, it actually dates back to about 1979. I was in Australia and I was going across the outback and I got bitten by a snake. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, it wasn't a serious bite and I survived. But that, in effect, started the ball rolling for me. It made me realise that I've got to be more prepared when I do certain things. Mm. And from then on, the whole issue of being dead has got more and more to the point where it is today in the current state of the planet and the world and the governments, it's on a fine balance at the moment. And so the last 10 years, been more heavily involved in prepping and being prepared for something that potentially might happen. But having said that, it hasn't happened so far in my life, yeah. So chances are it's not going to.
Steve, you know, we just, before we spoke to you, before we took your call, speaking about mobile phones, do you think it's overrated in an emergency?
It is and it isn't. The reason I say that is because if we still have electricity and power,
yeah,
and we still have all the radio masts and the means to transmit, then a mobile phone is a very good idea. Mm. If we don't have electric, we've got no form of communication, then that's the biggest downfall. But on a mobile phone, you can keep a lot of information.
Yeah.
On mine, I keep an awful lot of survival information, medical information, first aid information, all these sort of things that you can use regardless if there's electric. And of course there are ways of charging your phone up via solar power, a solar charger.
Yeah.
So your mobile phone, I look at it as more of a tool rather than, you know, communication.
Speaking about tools, so in case of an emergency, what do you think is more valuable, what could come in more handy? Is it skills or is it the
items?
In my way of thinking, the number one survival tool is knowledge, survival knowledge. It doesn't weigh anything, and two, you've always got it with you. If you haven't got a knowledge of survival like our grandfathers did, I mean, for example, I mean, my grandmother and great grandmother, I mean, they could make a chicken last all week for a family of four, and still do something with the bones at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, we don't know how to do things like this.
Mm.
In the old days, they had no refrigeration. Can people survive now without a fridge? I don't think so, or a freezer. So that's
certainly a good
like
question.
An old knowledge that's, yeah, that's an old bit of this, and how to preserve food and keep the food that you have managed to get, keep it for longer.
Mm.
People have lost these skills. So without a doubt, survival knowledge, bushcraft skills, how to procure your food, how to get clean, safe drinking water, all these sort of things are more important than actual physical tools.
Yeah, indeed. And it's a lot with the mental strength as well, right?
Oh, crikey, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, your state of mind in a survival situation is as important as all the equipment and tools and knowledge you've got. You've got to be in that right frame of mind. I mean, if you give up, then, you know, you're a goner.
Mm.
So you've got to have the correct state of mind. But the thing is, what I've found over the years of learning more and more about prepping and more bushcraft skills, that the whole idea of prepping has become a fascinating hobby. And it really is a vast subject. It's not all about doom and gloom. You know, it covers from areas from learning about first aid and emergency first aid, right through to growing your own vegetables. The whole genre of survival is huge.
Hmm.
And it's, for me, I say it's a fascinating hobby.
Hmm.
But your knowledge is far greater than equipment. But then, of course, if you've got equipment with you that's good and you know how to use it, then you're upping the ante and you're giving yourself a higher chance of survival.
Hmm. And you mentioned electricity as well, and I know that in many countries in Africa or in third world countries, there are places where they don't have electricity at all,
yeah.
And there are places yeah. where they have electricity for just a few hours.
Well, you had to walk to charge your phone for quite some time, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, when we, you know, when, so I mean, being to one of the countries in Africa, in Sierra Leone, I saw that myself as well, and it's quite amazing how you see, you know, people there, they adapt to these things. They are prepared in every sense.
Yeah, if there was a worldwide disaster, third world countries would come out the best, without a doubt, because they are already used to surviving on very little, both food and water, and using very little. They don't need lots of things. They don't need cars and this, that, and the other. They only need what is there off the land to keep them alive. So if anything, let's say the third world countries would have the upper hand when it came to an absolute global disaster.
Yeah. Well, I could say that if we have electricity, we will be broadcasting from Voice of Islam, and we will also be able to talk to you if you have a phone at that time. Thank you very much, Steve, for taking our time to talk to us.
Steve Hart from the UK Preppers Guide. Thank you very much.
0208-687-7878. You can also text 0786003957. Join in the conversation. Also, you can tweet to us, VOI_drivetime. You can take part in the poll which we have for you there. We're asking you if there is a disaster, a major disaster, and you can only take one thing from home, what would that particular thing be? You can choose from clothes, phone, water, or knife, or you can tweet if there is anything else on your mind. But for that, you have to visit VOI_drivetime to take part in this poll.